Last year, the federal government proposed delisting the wolf in the western Great Lakes region. The idea was generally supported in public hearings, and a final announcement is expected this afternoon. After years of a recovery and management plan, it's believed there are now more than 3,000 gray wolves in the region. The group Defenders of Wildlife supports the delisting. Spokeswoman Gina Schrader says it's a conservation success story, and the Wisconsin DNR and state Native American tribes are ready to take over additional wolf management duties. Schrader says one task will be to dispel some myths about the gray wolf.
And it will be very important that there is a better understanding of the biological and sociological aspects of wolves.
If the gray wolf is delisted, there probably wouldn't be a hunting season in Wisconsin for several years at least. A coalition of bear hunters and cattle owners says it's enough for now that the DNR would likely be able to resume lethal controls of wolves that kill livestock. So coalition spokesperson Bob Welch says delisting is welcome news.
But there needs to be management tools, and those management tools include removing the problem wolves and just, you know, using good sound science and biology.
Welch says the coalition is reconsidering a plan to run a TV ad that points to a rising number of wolf attacks on livestock. Defenders of Wildlife says it's prepared to help Wisconsin farmers and others use non-lethal controls on what appears will be the no longer endangered gray wolf. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.